How are you, Pádraig?
How are we doing?
I have to ask you, have they told you yet? Are you captain of the European Ryder Cup team yet? Do you know?
You want the breaking news?
Yes, we do.
No, they don't decide that for just before Christmas, I think, is when they would announce it. But there doesn't seem to be a lot of other people in the running at the moment.
No, because Lee Westwood has decided to come back to me in 2022 and I'll tell you if I'm interested then. Do you think that's a ploy of his thinking that he's more likely to win in Europe and you might be taking a risk going back to Whistler Straits and seeing if you can win it there?
It is obviously harder to win in the States, but Whistling Straits is actually a European-style golf course in the US, so it's not the worst venue to go to. I think Lee sees it as an appropriate decision that he would wait for Europe, whereas I would probably have a bigger profile in the States, and it's more appropriate for me to go there. So let's put it like this. Myself and Lee Westwood have discussed these things.
Gotcha.
All right. Was that over a few beers?
It was mentioned at the Ryder Cup,
You are playing pretty well at the moment. You had a good finish in the KLM Open there. Are you feeling good about your game?
I'm actually feeling very good about it. I'm concentrating on some of the nice stuff, the stuff that gets you playing well. And sometimes when you're working on your swing, it distracts away from you playing good golf. So I'm in a nice place that I'm concentrating on just my mental side of it, and that tends to produce results.
Well, that mental side of it is so important to you. What is your system now in your head when you're standing over a ball? Or have you been adding to it even more of late?
No, when it comes to swinging a golf club, I try and have no physical thought but where the target is. You've got to be into the subconscious part of your brain, the right side of your brain, whatever you want to call it, that you're in the zone and you're only thinking about the target and letting everything happen. So I've never been one to bring a technical thought on the golf course, but sometimes that's easier said than done. It's actually really hard to do that, to have a clear mind, and it does take a lot of work, time and patience to get it right.
Are you a meditator?
I do meditate, yes.
Would that be like every day?
Twice a day.
Twice a day, yeah. And when did you start doing that?
I've always toyed with it, but I suppose in more of recent, that I'm finding I can't do as much of the sort of hard practice, the physical stuff, so I do more of the soft stuff, more of the stretching, more of the meditation.
Well, Dermot has just returned from California where he has qualified as a meditation teacher. Maybe you should employ him on your staff and he can get you in the zone.
Well, that's, actually, well, it's great. There's a great living to be made on all the professional golf tours, because if you help anybody with their performance, the following week you'll have two people, and if you help him, then all of a sudden you'll have five and ten people. There's a lot of charlatans out there.
Yeah, I'd put myself in that camp.
At least he's honest.
The Irish Open is going to Lahinch next year. It's a place I know well because it's my home course. Do you think it's a good spot for it? Because obviously you've had a fair few outings down there for the south of Ireland in your earlier days.
It's a great spot. The golf course is obviously well capable of hosting the players, and it's a championship golf course. But what adds to a tournament like that, especially for the players, is the facilities around it. And we know the atmosphere when we go to a village like Lahinch, and we've been to plenty of them over the last number of years for the Irish Open, the players love it.
Who do you tend to party with, and what is your party piece on the final night of a tournament?
I tell you a brief story. So when I was 10 years of age, I went for the school choir, and I didn't get into the school choir. And my brother was the number one boy soprano in the country at the time, used to win Feshco, so I assumed I had a singing talent.
Yeah.
I had a reasonable enough cop on at 10 years of age to go, well, if you can't get into the school choir, you can't sing. I have never sung a note since then.
Oh no, they crushed your spirit.
Sorry.
Well, I could go on TV, I can talk anywhere, I can play golf in front of thousands. I'm a very confident person, but because one person decided when I was 10 years of age not to include me, I don't sing in the car, I don't sing in the shower.
You must have sung Happy Birthday to one of your kids.
Okay, I've sung Happy Birthday.
Okay, we got something. Okay, that's all right.
Oh, I tell you what, I with a few drinks of me, I might sing in Dublin Fair City.
All right.
All right, just
Molly Malone.
Yeah.
You've teamed up with JP McManus quite a lot. You've played together in the Dunhill. What kind of relationship do you have with him?
Pretty close relationship. Certainly a father figure to me now at this stage, yeah.
Yeah, because it's just he's done so much for Irish sport. I was just wondering, are you guys pally? Would you be pally generally?
Oh, yes, very much so. There'd be people I would turn to for advice, but he'd be at the top of the list for sure.
What's the best advice you've gotten either about golf or about anything else over the years?
Best advice about golf is never hit a putt unless you're never hit a shot unless you're trying. You'd be amazed how hard it is. Most people, when they got a 4-foot putt for nothing, they'll just walk up and try and knock it in. Well, don't hit it when you're not thinking about it, because you may miss it and think you're putting badly. Like, I would have seen that in the Ryder Cup. Guys have a putt, the hole is over, they have a 4 or 5 footer, and they hit the putt nonchalantly after it's finished, and they may miss because they're not really trying, or then, you know, they're not focused, they haven't read it. And of course, that can get in your head that you're missing putts.
I once took 10 out of a bunker in Portmarnock. I think that was my problem, was that I wasn't trying after the second one. I went, do you know what, lads? I'm just going to whack this all day until it eventually gets out.
Yeah, I think you probably were trying to lean on your right side and lift it.
That's definitely was my technique. Yeah, not my latent ability.
Porrick, even you couldn't fix Dave's golf game because it has never been working. So
no, it doesn't exist.
Well, he's probably trying to keep his head down, trying to keep his head still, and trying not to move, and trying to swing slowly. All those four things will do you a lot of harm.
that's exactly all I ever try to do, Porrick.
Well, look, you're trying to swing a stick.
Yeah.
As fast as you can. Those four things are not helping you swing a stick. So if the golf swing is the exact same as when you were a kid, you picked up a stick on the ground and you swung it at, say, a tree trunk.
Yeah.
That's the same as a golf swing. Tell me now, when you were swinging that stick as a kid, did you ever think that you needed to swing slowly, keep your head down?
No.
And not move. Not move. God, that's incredible. That's the worst thing you can ever do in golf, is not try not move. You have to move. It's the same. Just swing the hell out of the stick and eventually you would gain the coordination that you'll square the club face up. Whereas most people won't square the club face up and then start trying to stay still and do silly things like that. That just will end up in a complete mess and they'll never get better.
That's a brilliant golf lesson for a Carrington. Thank you very much.
I hope all our listeners put a few quid in the post to you for that free advice. You're proudly supporting What on Earth? It's a project in aid of Goal. We had a look at your globe that you had a part in making, which people can put in a bid for to buy. Tell us about how you got involved with this.
Yeah, you know, obviously Goal had the idea. They produced 100 globes by, I suppose, renowned artists, people in Ireland. So I obviously didn't paint the globe. So basically Mark Robinson painted the globe for me with my ideas. I had some help and some input and touched up one or two things on the globe, but if it was me actually physically painting, it would be stick people on.
Same.
And you know, they came to different people and looked for our input to help. And they, as I said, they've put through 100 globes. They're up for auction. They're going to be travelling around Ireland. If you look it up there on Gold's website, you'll be able to see where they are. Lots of different takes, interesting ones. Such a range of different, really an eclectic bunch of people have put their hand to this and put designs in there. So there's something there if you're interested in buying something unique. It obviously goes to a very good cause. Yeah, definitely something different.
GoalWhatOnEarth.ie is the website if people are interested in going and have a look. But definitely the Porrick Harrington one is something that caught our eye this morning.
Yeah, it was class. One thing I've always wondered about the professional golf world is how come there are no professional golfers that I know of who have come out?
Well, one came out last week.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yes, it was unique. Obviously, he's the first professional golfer. Tad Fujikura came out as gay, which is completely weird, I've got to say, because you would assume that there's got to be, in the golfing population, some gay golfers, and there doesn't seem like, in this day and age, there seems no reason why they wouldn't wouldn't be included. Especially golfers, we travel the world, we see everything, we're out there. Mm. You know, we see all sorts of... Nobody cares on the tour. Now, I will say this, there'll be a fair few Republicans, let's say. You know, if you go and look at the bios of most American golfers, it will say hunting and fishing.
Hunting and Jesus.
Hunting and Bible groups.
Yeah. Well, if you do go to the fundamental Christians, obviously now we're starting, there would be some that might take issue, but I don't think there'll be any reason why those issues would be counterproductive actually physically to a person out on the tour.
Mm. Well, it being a formality is fairly obviously to everybody, your captaincy at the Ryder Cup. We look forward to when it's officially announced and when you're taking charge of Team Europe. We can't wait. You're going to do an absolutely fantastic job. And best of luck in Valderrama. I hope you're singing Dancing Queen at the end of it.
Yeah, maybe I will.
And best of luck with the What on Earth project as well for Goal.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Parag.
Thanks, Parag.
Bye.